5, practically at the end of the discussion of this mitzvah in the Sefer Achinuch. There was one thing that he mentioned here that we didn't go into, and that is he mentions that there are Chavdala Dvorim, 24 things, Shema'akvin is a tshuva, which make repentance difficult. What those 24 things are, he doesn't mention. He leaves it to you and to all of us here to look it up in the Tesefta that he brings. Rambam, however, has an entire chapter in Hilchos Tshuva devoted to these 24 things, Shema Akvin is Atshuva. And we will try to get into that a little bit later. We'd like to end first the discussion of the Chinuch himself. Noheges mitzvah zu, this mitzvah of tshuva and vidui, expressing the tshuva in words, is to be performed b'chol mokim, in all places, as he had mentioned in the beginning, not only in Eretz Yisrael, but in all places, wherever we find ourselves, b'chol zman, and at all times, even in time of Churban, when the Beis HaMikdash does not exist, bishchorim v'nikevos, both for male and female in Klal Yisroel, are obligated to this mitzvah of tshuva and vidui in the case of having transgressed against the will of Hashem Yisborach. V'over al zeh, and whoever does not perform this mitzvah, v'lo yisvade al chatov, and did not express this tshuva in vidui dvorim, v'yom ha-kippurim, on the day of Yom Kippur, shehu yom kavua me'olam, this is a day set aside by Torah itself, lislicha v'chaporo, for the purpose of slicha and kaporo, for forgiveness. So if one does not perform tshuva in this day of Yom Kippur, then bitel esse, he has then been mevatel this esse. In other words, the Chinuch tells us here that if a person commits a crime, a sin, he transgresses Torah, so even though he's obligated to perform tshuva immediately, but if he doesn't do so, he lays it off, he delays it, he has not been mevatel the mitzvah. It can still be performed later. However, he tells us a chidush gadol, that if he waited till Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur he also did not perform the mitzvah of tshuva, then even though one can wait till after Yom Kippur and still have tshuva and vidui, but this is called bitul esse. This is the time once a year when tshuva must be performed on Yom Kippur. That's why on Yom Kippur we are engaged in our tfilis so many times in vidui and in ashamnu, bogadnu, gozalnu, and expressing our sorrow for what we have transgressed during the past year. The Rambam doesn't mention this, that if one does not perform vidui on Yom Kippur, he is considered mevatel mitzvah, as if he didn't sit in the sukkah, he didn't eat in the sukkah, which is a bitul mitzvah, he didn't wear tefillin, it's a bitul mitzvah. This is not mentioned in the Rambam. The Chinuch, however, says so, that this is the day set aside in which you must be mekayim the mitzvah, and if you weren't mekayim the mitzvah, you can't say, I can still be mekayim during my lifetime. It has to be niskayim on Yom HaKippurim. So we have here a big chiddush that one can delay until Yom Kippur, but not beyond that. V'oylo le'odom, and woe unto a person im yomush b'lo vidui, if chas v'sholem he should die without having been performing the mitzvah vidui, because then v'nosa avino, he carries with himself the sin that he had committed, and he hadn't washed himself of that impurity. Oylo le'odom. V'ikar avidui, what is the vidui? Shekibalnu merabiseinu v'noagu bo kol Yisroel o'imre b'mei atshuvo, in the Aseres Mitshuve and on Yom HaKippurim. What is the nusach of the vidui? How do we recite vidui? We say Avol Chotonu, then we say Oshamnu, Bogadnu, Gozalnu. That's the Nusach of Vidui. The other things that we say, together with that, that is not the Vidui itself. The Vidui is to declare, I have sinned, and then to mention the various categories of sin. Shamnu, Bogadnu, Gozalnu, Dibarnu, Doifi. V'omru zichreinim levrocha b'mesecha Shabbos, b'perek b'amat likin Chazal teaches, Mishecholo v'noto lomus, and one feels that he is preparing himself for death. Omrim loy, we tell him, Hisvadei, the time has come for vidu. Shkein derach kol amumosin misvadei. All those who are put to death must be misvadei. Skile, Sreife, Herek, Chenek, when the Jewish court of law, the Bezdin, says that one is to be put to death, that's his punishment. The Mishnah Sanhedrin says that with that there goes also vidu, he must be misvade. When one is not put to death by a Bezdin, but his day arrives, when he has to leave this world, that's also his mumosi. By Hashem Yisborach, the time for death has come, so he must also be misvade. Notolomus, Chazal tell us, Omrim lo yisvade at shalei tomus, before you die. Harbeishi yisvadu v'lo meisu. Many performed vidui and remained living. V'harbeishi lo yisvadu umeisu. And many who did not perform vidui have died. Harbeishi mehalchim bishuk. Walk around full of life. Umisvade. Why? In the schus and in the merit of expressing the vidui, expressing tshuve atochai, this in itself is chius. This is chayim. To realize and recognize the fact that to transgress is to remove oneself from the source of life, and to repent, to wash away transgression, is in itself an act of life. Atochai. Im yochol yisvadis befiv, if he is able, when he is about, neutolomus, about to die, if he still has the strength to express it in words, yisvade. Vim loy, if he has no strength left for that, yisvade belibe. So he at least should think through the whole concept of tshuve before leaving this world. V'chosav ha-rav Moshe ben Nachman, the Ramban, zechenin levroche, shekach kibeil, he had received mechsidim anshe maise, in other words, he learned from his rabbein, sheseder vidu shal shchiv marav, of a person who is neutolomus, who is about to die, what is this vidu that he's to express? Kachu, moideh ani lefonecho Hashem elekai velekei avisai, I thank you, my Lord, my God, and God of my fathers, Sherefu Osi Biyodecho, my healing is in your hands. You are the one that can bring me this healing, that can bring me this refuah. Umisosi Biyodecho, and my death lies also in your hands. All is yours. Yirotzim Lefanecho, I therefore pray, Shetirpoeni, that you should bring a refuah to me, refuah shleimo. The imamus, however, if it is your will that I die, te misosi kaporo al kol chatoim, let my death serve as an expiation to wash away all the chatoim avonos upshoim, whether I did them willingly or unwittingly, shechotosi sheovisi shepashati lefonecho, that I have transgressed before you, v'sein chelki began Eden. And may I deserve a chelek in Gan Eden. V'zakeini le'olam abo hatzofer le'tzadikim. And may I receive at least a chelek in olam abo that is prepared for tzadikim. V'tiskei l'aseder hazeh, and always be conscious of the fact that this is the order in which one must express vidui. Chatoim first, v'acharkach avonois v'acharkach pshoim. Chet means unwittingly. Ovein means wittingly. Pshoim means bemerit. What says bemerit? I recognize that there is a God, and I want to go against him. An oven which is done wittingly does not mean that I want to go and rebel against the Almighty. But there are things which I'm unable to withstand, and I'm forced into it wittingly to commit a sin. I don't want to rebel against Hashem Yisborach, but I can't withstand the pressures. We should withstand pressures. That's why we are Jews. We have to be able to stand against all the pressures. There were and are, to this very day, Jews who are Mechalali Shabbos, and they're by no means rebellious Jews. They feel they're under pressure. They can't live otherwise. When I was a kid, the shuls were packed with Jews who were Mechalali Shabbos, who at the end of the day, mincha time, used to come and cry and say tilim. Cry over the Chilul Shabbos. You can't call them rebellious. But they felt they were unable to withstand the pressure. There were those who did withstand it. They were tzaddikim takim. The conditions of life in those days were much more difficult than they are today. So they were what? They were avenos. They wittingly committed Chilul Shabbos. But they weren't pshoi. They weren't rebellious against God. Many times we do things that are rebellion. We want to rebel. For that we must do tshuva and say, poshati. Lefi shekvor chilku baze bigemora, cholku baze bigemora, Reb Meir v'chachomim. And Reb Meir says that the order should be the opposite way around. Uchmei she'oma Moshe. Moshe said first, nosei avoin. So he mentioned the sins committed wittingly. Then pesha, which is more than that, rebellion, and then chato, the unwitting sin at the end, the shoigeg at the end. Chachomim say it has to be different. And therefore, he points out that we should be careful to say it the way the Chachomim say, that it has to be chatoim avonos upshoim. And that's the way the Seder Avidu is set up in the Machzerim from which we say the Vidu. So we have learned here now how to express this Vidu. When one goes through the process of repentance to recognize that he has committed that which should not have been done, and that he is sorry for what he has done, that he hopes that he shall not do so again. Charoto kabolo lahabo, that it shall no longer be done in the future. When he has gone through this process, then he has to express it all in words. And the ikar of it all is to say chotosi, to recognize that I have committed sin, that I am not clean, and that I ask of Hashem Yisborach, Kaperno, expiate, wash away this crime, this sin that I have committed. Now, let's go back to these Chavdalat Dvorim, the 24 things that make tshuva more difficult. Tshuva in general is a difficult problem. It's a difficult process. It's much easier to commit sin than to perform tshuva. When we commit sin, Rachmana Litzlan, we follow our own inhibitions. To perform tshuva means to rise above all our lusts, all our temptations, and to live in a world of clear emune, to see that there's an ayin roye, that there's always the eye of God Almighty who sees what we do, who is conscious at all times of what we do. To recognize this fact is not at all an easy thing. So tshuva in general is not an easy thing. In reference to these 24 things that we will now study, it makes the process of tshuva much more difficult. That's what Chazal term me'akvin or moinim es hatshuva. They make it more difficult. They hold it back. They hold back the process of tshuva. What are these 24 things? So the fourth perek in Hilchos Tshuva of the Rambam is devoted to these 24 things. Arbo ve'esrim dvorim mi'akvin es hatshuva. And the Rambam makes categories out of them. He categorizes these 24 things in categories. The first or four of one category are Bo, Mehen, Ovo, and Godel. There are four of these things which are very, very great crimes. And because the greatness of the crime, the Ovo and Godel, that's what makes it difficult to be able to do tshuva. Ha'oise echad mehem, whoever commits one of them, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu, Maspik biyodoi las is tshuvo lifi goydel chetoi. Rambam tells us that what makes it difficult in reference to these four chatoim, the fact that because of the goydel achet, the severity of the chet, removes from him the maspik biyodoi, the help of Hashem Yisborach in doing tshuva. So we are taught here a very, very important lesson. In all mitzvahs that we perform, all mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us siyata dishmaya. We are helped by Him to do what is right. I want to do a mitzvah. Every mitzvah is not easy to perform. To perform a mitzvah as it should be performed, all mitzvahs are difficult to perform properly. But Hashem Yisborach helps us in the performance of mitzvahs. Siyata dishmaya. Once one commits a sin and it's necessary to go back and repent, it's much more difficult. It has to start with me. I committed the sin. I have to repent. It has to start with me. But when Hashem Yisborach sees the desire on the part of a person to want to repent, there's also a siyata dishmaya, a help from above to raise him to that point of elevation where it will be possible for him to see things in their proper light and thereby to reach into tshuva. That's called maspik biyodei la'asis tshuva. He creates for him the possibility. These four sins are of such great severity that the maspik biyodei is removed. Not completely, because Chas v'Sholom, and God removes entirely Siyata Dishmaya, so we're lost. But He doesn't give that Siyata Dishmaya that's given to the average Baal Tshuva. You need more strength of your own. You need to tire yourself a bit more, and then you're Zeche to Siyata Dishmaya. What are these four? Elohim. It's very important to realize from these things what really are great and severe crimes, things that we wouldn't think so. Hamachtias harabim. If I cause others to sin, the sin itself may not be so severe, but the fact that I'm a goyim, that I cause others to sin, I bring a world to darkness, that in itself is something terribly severe. Machti esarabim, uvichlal ovin ze, and included in this chet of machti esarabim, that's much more than a crime of my own. I'm responsible for others. I've brought them into chet. This is a very severe thing. And included in it is, hame'akev esarabim melas es mitzvah. If the rabbi are denied the opportunity to perform a mitzvah by me, I'm the cause of the fact that they're unable to perform a mitzvah. It's the same as if I cause them to commit a sin. Not to perform a mitzvah is the same as committing a sin. And if I cause it, I'm the machti esarabim. And machti esarabim, to cause others to wander from the path of Hashem Yisborach, is so severe that a maspikim biyodei las is tshuva. If you don't take care of yourself, there are always reasons that made it difficult for you. As we said, there are pressures, there are lusts, there are temptations. But what in the world can be the lust to cause someone else to wander and go remiss? That can only be rebellion. You don't want mitzvahs to be performed. You're against the will of God as such. So if you see others doing it, I don't want you to do mitzvahs. That's already rebellion. Rebellion? He say, Maspikim biyodelasichu. Hamate es chaveirei, a second thing. Hamate es chaveirei miderech toivo lero kugemesisu midiach. Suppose it's not a rabbin. It's not a community. It's not an entire society. It's only one Jew. But it isn't a question of one chet. I make him wander in one thing. But I am mate. I turn him from derech toiva to derech ro. I want him to have another concept of living. I want him to change his perspective on life. He may not even perform a sin. He may not even commit a sin. But it's mate mi derech toiva le derech ro. His perspective upon life becomes a totally different one. And it's only a yochid. I did it only to one person. I made him think differently about living. I turned him from a Torah Jew into a conservative or reformed Jew. To give you an example. I changed his attitude toward Jewish living. He did things because he was a minding Bashem. And I told him, Chas v'shalom, it's a lot of bunk. There is no such thing. So go on, do your Shmita Shabbos. But not because of what you say, you're minding Bashem, but you like to live that way. So he's actually not performing any crimes. He's a Shemra Shabbos, a Trok Tfilm, all of Tayag mitzvahs. But what are these mitzvahs? Derech Toivel and Derech Ro. He no longer performs these mitzvahs because he sees them as the will of Hashem Yisborach, because there is no such thing. So it's Miderech Toivel and Derech Ro. Even one person, if you should do that to him, you're called a Mesis Umediach. And this is so severe that meaning Miyodim Akvin is Achuvet. Another thing. If one sees his son, is beginning to go in paths that are not proper ones, and does not protest against it, since a son finds himself under the control of a father, so if he had protested against what the son is doing, the son would have changed. Nimso, by not protesting, it's as if he caused them to sin. He sees his son sinning without him causing it, but he could have stopped them from doing so. From now on, whatever the son does is considered that the father misled him. You can't say that upon every Jew that does wrong, because I don't have the power to stop everyone from doing what isn't proper. But my own children, if I am unconscious to their doing these things, there's no excuse for it. I can't say I'm doing my thing, let him do his. If I felt what Torah means, how could I stand up and see my own child doing such things? In other words, it means I don't care too much about it. So call me sheyesh biyodei limchis ve'eino meiched. Whoever has it within his power to protest against what others do wrong and doesn't do so, ki'ilu choto oisei chet. It's as if he himself had performed that same chet. Because what do you mean? Why don't you protest? You can stop it. Why don't you do it? Because it doesn't bother you too much. You're at the Shemra Shabbos, but you're not bothered if there isn't Shemra Shabbos. So that's not Shemra Shabbos. A Shemra Shabbos is one who realizes what it means for Klal Yisroel to have Shemra Shabbos. What it means for Kiyum Olam, for the world as a whole, to have Shemra Shabbos. You're not interested in it. You're only living your private life. So Shmira Shabbos is not for you, Shmira Shabbos. So in that sense, you're a Machalos Shabbos. That's what it means. Mi shi yesh biyode linches ve'eine meiche, nitfas be'oise oven. He himself is caught up in that very sin. Because had he not been involved in it, he would protest. He wouldn't be able to stand it. How is it possible? The Gemara says a very interesting thing. I'd like to tell you a comment of the late Brisgorov, Zechat Tzadik Livroche. The Gemara says that Eiv, Job, he was present when Pare decided to come out with his rishis against Klal Yisroel. And he was punished because he didn't protest. So the Brisgorov asks, and what if he would have protested? Would it have helped? Even if he had protested, would Paro have listened to him? So he said, why does one cry when he has a wound? Why cry? You won't become better from it. You have to keep putting the salve on. Crying is not going to help you. Oi, oi, oi. For schreist oi. You're not going to become better from schreiing oi. The Teretz is, as tut vei, schreit man oi. If you couldn't do anything about it, but was denn geschrien oi? If you didn't, that's a sign that it didn't hurt you. Oh, it didn't hurt you. I'm going to, and you can't say, no, it did hurt me. But I had a thought in mind that it doesn't pay because I won't get anywheres with it. Okay. So I'll bring suffering upon you, pain and suffering. And Eve started to shy. Oi, oi. And Rabbi Yislam says, first I stay. The wound's not going to go away. So there's no purpose to it. Go to the doctor, but first I stay. Ah, the Teretz is, the Schreistoi, was tut weh? Why didn't you there when Paris said he's going to kill Jews? Because it didn't hurt you. I didn't hurt you. That's it. A person has to feel hurt if what he's interested in is not performed. If he's interested in Yiddishkeit, he's interested in Torah, and you see a society as a whole that denies the validity of Torah. How can you take it sitting down? Schrei gewalt? Du schreist nicht? Ah, hast du mich zu den zwei? So you're not too interested in yourself also. Mishi es biyode linches, vein amamche biyode, nimtze kemachtir. You are causing these things to happen. Had it not been so, were you to rise and protest, all of life would then be different. People would begin to think, here's a mishugim and a shleit gewalt. Why? He feels hurt. Why is he hurt? People would begin to think, and they would arrive at a conclusion. They would see truth. But if no one shouts, no one says it hurts, so it doesn't hurt. And if it doesn't hurt, I continue to do as I wish. Ufi chlal ovin ze, in this chet is included, anyone who can protest against others, bein yochid, bein rabbi. It doesn't mean biyode limches and he can change him, but biyode limches, they're not going to kill you if you rise and protest. And you don't protest because you've got reasons. It's not going to help. It's not going to help. It means it's not going to help. Studervei, schrei gewalt. If you live in a country where you know that if you're going to protest against it, they're going to kill you. But yes, biyode limches, bein yochid bein rabbi, whether it's a protest against an individual or against an entire society, he permits them to continue in the way they are living, that is considered a sin of his. And as Chazal say, the severity of it, nitfas be'oisei ovin, he's caught up in that very chet. It's not that you're not protesting against his Chil Shabbos, against whatever else he's doing. It means that you're part of Chil Shabbos. Shmira Shabbos doesn't mean enough. You don't understand the value of the Shmira Shabbos. And once you get used to it that way, so you become a paraver eid. A paraver eid. I remember a reference to myself when I came back from the yeshiva in Tells. I walked home the first Shabbos from shul, and I passed by a Jewish store that was open. So I was so upset, I wanted to go in and bash the fellow's head. Shabbos, gevald eid, Shabbos. That was the first Shabbos. The second Shabbos, I went by the same store. I felt hurt, but I didn't want to bash his head anymore. The third Shabbos, I didn't even see he was open. That's all it takes. Three Shabbosim, and finished. You stood already. Chil Shabbos, as a matter of fact, and you live with it. Das ist der größte Unglück in der Welt. That's the way you become part of Chil Shabbos. You have to protest. You have to walk in and tell him, don't do it. He's going to laugh at you. Mr. Meshul, what do you mean? Tell me to close my store on Shabbos. Yeah, he's going to laugh at you. But you've got to protest. If not, you become part of it. He won't kill me. Packages from the store on Shabbos. His manner of protest was, every one of them used to say, Gebenzelt sein, a guten Shabbos eich, heil die Shabbos geht. That's the way he protested against it. He used to make a public declaration. Today is Shabbos. Look what you're doing. That's all. Finished. It drove away. This is what drove away. And it created Shem and Shabbos from among those people. The Federation here in Cleveland, how has it its policy to make a kosher dinner, not a treif dinner? It wasn't always that way. Used to make an annual dinner, Trevi Chaza. How did it change? There was a president of the Federation, Henry Rocker, here in town. Every year he used to send an invitation to the Rosh Yeshiva Rav Bloch to come to the annual dinner. And Rav Bloch used to answer him in a little note, I'd love to come, but you make a dinner that I can't partake of. So how can I come? It's treif, it's not kosher. This kept up for 8 or 9 years. Then he received an invitation from Rocker, Rabbi, our policy now has been passed by the board that the annual dinner is going to be kosher. And this year's the first kosher dinner. We expect to see you there. And Rav Bloch went to the dinner. That was the protest. Yes, we are the limchus. And he protested in a very nice way. We said, you passed for Rav Bloch. That's all he protested. I can't come because it's not kosher. Can't partake of it. So it took 9 years or 8 years. I don't recall how many years. But it hit home. And it became a policy. No more treif dinner. The dinner has to be a kosher dinner. So a person can never say, why should I protest? It won't help anyway. It does help. You become part of that person's transgression because you were able to protest. And it's not for you to say it's not going to help. That's not your business. That's the Almighty's business. You do yours. It's going to help. And we see in practical living that it is so. Yes, if you don't perform this duty of protesting, you yourself are part of that oven. Don't go around saying that other fellow doesn't do this and doesn't do that. You are part of it. You're not too much better than he. Because if it would hurt you, if you would feel what sin means, what chet means, you couldn't possibly stand by and see a person commit a sin. That's as if you saw him cutting his jugular vein and you don't care, you go further. Would you do it? This is the same thing. A schneitzer behind your house. How do you permit him to do it? The Torah says you don't feel that this is what mitzvahs mean. You don't feel that this is what avedas mean. You don't feel it. It's nitzvahs beishom. So you're also part of sin. Not only he, you're doing the same thing. That's why it's so severe. And that's why it's menei etshuve. And there's a fourth one. Ech tove oshuv. Person says, I'm going to commit a sin, and after the sin, I'll do tshuva. Ech tove oshuv. So the possibility of tshuva becomes a heta for chet. That's the most terrible thing in the world. You're making a joke out of what tshuva stands for. So how in the world can you ever do tshuva? That's very simple to understand. I may be the last tshuva makvid is a tshuva. If tshuva becomes a reason for sin, so you're as far as who knows what from tshuva. Uvichlalze, and included in this is also ha'imis ha'mishne, ha'imer echto v'yem ha'kipur mechaper. I'll do all the sins I want during the year, because I know I'm a nice Jew. There's a Yom Kippur, I'll take care of myself Yom Kippur. I'll stay there. Shamnum, gadnum, zalnum, alebidi gevelt. Ha'imer echto v'yem ha'kipur mechaper is ein yem ha'kipur mechaper. To use the Yom Kippur itself as a reason for sin, for chet, removes the very value of what Yom Kippur represents. And it cannot be. And this is not only Yom Kippur, it's not mechaper. It's me'akev es ha'tshuva. Makes it very difficult for a person to realize what tshuva means. That's why these four, mipnei chomer ho'ovim. So that's what we said. It doesn't necessarily refer to a chet, because the chet itself, no, it may be a chet that doesn't carry even the punishment of malchus, even that. But the fact that you say, "I'll do it and I'll do tshuva," that means that you don't know what chet means. You don't understand what tshuva is. So how can you do tshuva? Umehen. So we have here one category. Chaymer ovi mehen chamisha dvorim. There are five things which shut down the darkei tshuva, the ways of tshuva. There are ways how to do tshuva. It's difficult. You have to walk the path of tshuva. These five things shut the road of tshuva. The Eluhim. Very, very important. Ha'peirish min ha'tzibur. A person who lives a life of his own and is not part of the tzibur of Klal Yisroel. He wants no part in Klal Yisroel. Hit mitzvahs, tut mitzvahs, but all for myself. Why does this make a ne'ilo? It shuts the door to tshuva. A very simple reason, the Rambam says. Lefishe bizman shiyasu tshuva. When this tzibur will decide we have to do tshuva, the yimoyim, he won't be with. He has nothing to do with the tzibur. He doesn't daven the tzibur. He never finds himself in a mitzvah that's performed by a tzibur. He's always alone. So when the tzibur will, as a tzibur, as an entire community, decide for tshuva, he won't be part of that decision either. He's not there. So he loses the help of the tzibur. And therefore he cannot have the meritorious result of what the tzibur is engaged in. He's not part of tzibur. A person who performs all the mitzvahs of the Torah, but he's a wise guy. He feels that he knows better than the Chachmei HaTorah of a generation. He's a Chaylek al Divrei Chachomim. He can prove logically that they're not right. They're backward. They're old-fashioned. All this talk that you keep hearing. Chaylek al Divrei Chachomim. Why can't he do tshuva? Lefishe machluktoi gerem esloi lifresh mehim. Because since he's ready at all times to argue with the Chachmei HaTorah, that they don't understand present-day life, they don't understand what's necessary for this generation, they're living in the generation prior to the war, and they're living overseas, they don't know the United States, they don't know what's needed, this is all the talk that you hear. So what happens? Automatically, he can't be in their company. He's against them, so he's not with them. The only way to be able to do tshuva when one commits a sin You have to know the halachas, hilchas tshuva le'arambam.
He has nothing to do with them. So how will he know the darkei atshuva? From a college book, he's going to learn darkei atshuva. From those books that teach you that it's a pleasure to sin, from that he'll learn darkei tshuva. So he has to learn darkei tshuva from chachmei Torah. And chachmei Torah are old-fashioned. They don't understand the needs of the times. You think that's modern language? That was said in all generations. There were always machloites against the Chachmei Adoyer. Wasn't Koirach Acholik, and he was a great man. He wasn't an Amoritz. Wasn't he a Cholik on Meisha Rabbeinu v'Toroseh? There are always these Cholikim. What does it end up in? It ends up in what Koirach ended up in. But till you see those things, it takes a long time. And in the meantime, you lose your own opportunity to become a better Jew. Hamalig ala mitzvahs is a third thing. Those who despise mitzvah, shekeven shenizbazu me'enov, he does the mitzvah, but it doesn't mean anything to him. Ein redef achrein v'lo oison, he's not ready to be engaged in running after mitzvahs, to feel that this is life. And if he won't perform it the way they have to be performed, by me yiske, what will he merit? How can he merit anything worthwhile? Another one. Hamevaze Rabbeisov. Before we had Cholik al Divrei Chachomim. Hamevaze Rabbeisov, he who despises his own Rabbein for the very same reason. He thinks that he knows better than they. They're too old-fashioned. After all, the Rebbe is a generation older than I am. I'm wiser. I know a lot more. So he's mevazer abeisov. Shadover ze goyrem loy ledoichfei. If he does this, he's pushed away. Ki geichzi, just like geichazi was pushed away from his Rebbe, Elisha Hanovi. Uvizman shenitrad, and when the Rebbe doesn't want to see him in his presence, lo yimtse melamed, he won't find anyone to teach him. A person needs a Rebbe at all times. It's a mistake to think that you need a Rebbe only when you go to cheder, you're a little kid, or when you're a high school boy. You need a Rebbe until you go into the grave, you need a Rebbe. There's no such thing as not having a Rebbe. You need a Malamed an entire lifetime. The Gaon had a Rebbe, he called to himself the Dubner Magid, to hear Divrei Musar from the Dubner Magid. There's no such thing. Ich darf shenit ke Rebbe. You need him at all times. And if you don't have him, he won't find him who will teach him the paths of truth. Derech HaEmes is a very, very important, a very, very important thing. And this is what happens, though. He's not talking here, the Rambam, about things that we don't know about. This is what happens continually. Cholik al Chachomim, those who say, as the Gemara expresses it, what do we get out of these Rabbonim? They never told us that an Erev is Muta. It's a bird that's treif. We never heard them say that you can eat it. So what do we get from them? Nothing. We get nothing out of them. That's a chiddush. They have to create something new. But the same old Torah. Day in and day out. Generation in and generation out. What do we have from them? The Gemara says that. No. That happens at all times, just like it happened in Zman HaGemara. Maya Hanal Rabbonim, Doshi Chelek Al Divrei Chachom. But there's also the Mevazer Rabbeisov, who thinks he's a wise guy and understands better than his old Rebbe. Old Rebbe came from overseas. What can they do? I remember a member of this community, a woman, a fine woman, and she had a son. She sent him to study out of town. She said the reason is because I can't hand my son over to the care of foreign and alien Torah leaders. What do they know about the United States? One of the things that happened to him is not worth talking about. That's Mevazer Rabbeisov. That's what happens to this. To think that the younger generation is wiser than the older generation. We'll stop here, but before I stop on this, I want to tell you a little story. It'll make you understand this better. And Shabbat Fallah Shishonah Mehertech at Guten Witz. You all know that Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky is Baruch Hashem now living in Muncie. And he's a wise person. He was recently in Eretz Yisrael to the Knessiyah Gdeila. On the way back, he was sitting next to one of the leaders of Mapai, also coming to the United States. And this fellow noticed that Reb Yankiv's son, who was with him, Avrom Kamenetsky, was Mishamish, his father, Mamish, Ke'avde Kamemora, like a slave. He took off his father's shoes, put on his slippers. When it was necessary for his father to don the shoes, he was the one that put them on. And he was the one that tied the shoes. A servant! So this fellow says to Reb Yankiv, who's sitting next to him, he says, is this your custom always? He always does these things for you. My children don't do it. So Reb Yankiv said to him, well, I'll tell you the difference between your children and my children. In our way of living, we believe 100% that we all stood at Sinai. We're close to God. We stood at Sinai. We saw him. We heard him. Naturally, we were all there. But there had to be a Seder. Who stood closer? The older people stood closer. The younger people stood further. So when we were there, my son understands that I stood a bit closer than he at that moment, Har Sinai. So he respects me. I was closer to Hashem than he. So therefore he respects me. But what do you believe, he says? You believe in Darwin. So you're descended from a monkey. So the further you get from that monkey, the wiser you get. Your son is further from the monkey than you are. So you expect that he should respect you. That's Mevazer Rabbeisov. That's the way you have to understand it. I know a lot more than he. The world is getting wiser today, more technological. We have so much more knowledge than we had generations before. So how could I respect him? But the frumerid veis, as in it, more knowledge today than there was before. The closer one stands to Hashem Yisborach, he stands at the very source of all of knowledge. Hashem yitein chokhmo. The Lord gives wisdom. Mipiv, from his very mouth, das utvuno, understanding and knowledge. That's what the Maimon, what the Jew, the Maimon believes. So the closer you are to him, the wiser you are. The more you hear of chokhmah, the more you gain of das utvuno. But when das utvuno is technological progress, so naturally, the further you are from the previous generation, the wiser you become. But woe unto people who so believe. And we see now what a world looks like when it believes so. How we descend to the lowest state possible only because we consider ourselves wiser than previous generations. Only because we think that those of previous generations couldn't understand the great problems that beset mankind in our day. But we are the ones who can understand them and we can overcome them. That's the reason for Cholek al Chachomi, and that's the reason for Mevazer Rabbeisov. And that's the reason that we live in a world which is Me'akev es HaTshuva, that doesn't know the Darkei Tshuva, that doesn't know the manner and way and path how to return to a world in the form in which it should find itself. We, my meaning, don't despair. We know that Mashiach will come, and we know that Hashem Yisborach will give us his wisdom. This world, the entire universe, will become filled with knowledge of God. Kamayim layom, just as the waters cover the depths of the ocean, so shall the world be covered with these depths of divine knowledge. We have no doubts about it. Yirtzeh Hashem, we wait for that day. And let's, in the process of waiting, be zeiche to achieve a vachsimet toivim. Yirtzeh Hashem.